This is JIS News. Coming up, government finalizing arrangements for CSJP3. JUTC urges persons to get their smarter cards, and 25 public sector workers receiving specialized procurement training. The news in detail after this message.
Residents of Montego Bay, Mandeville, and Kingston, come on out and let your voice be heard as the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing hosts public consultations on Jamaica's draft National Habitat Report under the theme Housing and Sustainable Urban Development. Montego Bay, Monday, May 12th at the UWE Western Campus at 5 p.m. Mandeville, Wednesday, May 14th at the Mandeville Church Hall at 10 a.m. and Kingston, Friday, May 16th at the Jamaica Conference Center at 10 a.m. We want to hear from you as we chart a pathway to improve housing solutions and sustainable development. See you there.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security is expected to finalize arrangements with several international institutions for the implementation of the third phase of the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP3 soon. As outlined in a ministry paper tabled in the House Tuesday, the government is in talks with the Inter-American Development Bank, Department for International Development, and the Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. Under CSJP3, several of the program's approaches will be adopted by various ministries, departments and agencies. The ministry paper further states that while the program will maintain its focus on a select number of communities, flexibility has been built in to respond to issues that could lead to significant acts of violence and disruption of the peace in other communities. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has acquired additional smarter cards to fill the shortage in supply to commuters. Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell, is urging commuters to start using their smarter cards as the company seeks to implement its cashless system by September.
The JUTC is implementing an electronic fare collection system, and hopefully by September we will be able to take cash almost completely off the bus. We will have different payment forms. For example, you know, we'll be able to use your smarter card. We are going to be introducing a payment method called Ultralight, which will be going to be similar to a prepaid phone card, where you can actually buy a certain amount of bus fares on a prepaid card and use it as you go.
Mr. Campbell was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the handing over of buses to the company recently. The JUTC has acquired an additional 73 new Volvo buses to augment its existing fleet. The new buses increased the JUTC's seating capacity by 3,500. 25 procurement specialists and lawyers across the public sector are now benefiting from 5 days of training in procurement law and practice. The training, which got underway at the offices of the Management Institute for National Development MIND in Kingston May 12, will run through to May 16. It is intended to equip participants with invaluable tools and techniques to successfully lead and guide legislative changes within the field of procurement. Deputy Financial Secretary in the Public Expenditure Policy Coordination Division of the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Hope Blake, says the training is timely as the government is in the process of developing new procurement legislation.
We have committed to capacity building. Recently, the Cabinet approved a capacity building program that the Ministry of Finance is intended to carry out for all levels of procurement practitioners. So we are happy that you are able to be here.
The program is being delivered in collaboration with MIND, the Office of the Cabinet, and the Osgoode Hall Law School of York University. And the 4th Institute of Jamaica spearheaded Hush Children Symposium is now underway at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. The forum is part of the IOJ's drive to change public perception towards persons living with disabilities, especially children. It also seeks to break the silence of children in addressing the various issues affecting them.
We are targeting students as well who are peers of children and students with disabilities so that they too will understand how it is that they should communicate with their peers who are having these disabilities.
Public Relations Officer at IOJ, Mishka McCreath. The symposium is being held under the theme Disability, Equality and Accessibility and will focus on learning disabilities, mental health, visual impairment and deaf culture. This year's staging is in association with the Nathan Ibanks Foundation, a non-profit organization offering support to persons with disabilities. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.